This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, answers to your questions in Contending for the Faith. And in Understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a wide variety of teaching materials, including books in print, e-book, and audiobook formats, CDs, DVDs, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials, or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 2906. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from the London Times Online, April 14, 2006, with the headline, Teenager Kills His Sister for Living a Western Life. The following are excerpts. Ihan Saruku was so angry when his sister started to wear makeup and date German men that he put a gun to her head at a bus stop and killed her. The 18-year-old Turk fired 3 bullets into her brain and calmly walked away. Boys at a nearby school, attended mainly by the children of immigrant Muslim families, cheered and applauded when news of the murder reached them. The so-called honor killing of Hutan Saruku, 23, last year, shocked Germany and sparked intense debate about a conservative Muslim immigrant community at odds with a secular society. That anger was rekindled yesterday when Saruku, a minor when the murder took place, was sentenced to 9 years and 3 months by a Berlin court, considered lenient by many Germans. Ihan, 19, was jailed after admitting that he wanted to wipe the stain from our family. There are 40 honor killings a year in Germany, and most of them result from the failure of an arranged marriage, which are illegal in that country.
Dave, this seems to me to be a dilemma for Western society, primarily because we become a therapeutic society. In other words, well, we really have to work with this people. You know, he's sort of dysfunctional and came from a dysfunctional family. We're just going to give him 9 years, even though he blew his sister away, shot her 3 times in the head. How is all of this going to get reconciled? We have the same thing. We just had a trial recently of one of the terrorists who helped plan the 9/11 disaster. So
he should have had the death penalty.
Well, but you see, again, we're a therapeutic society. We have to look into his motives and his needs, and he grew up with these religious ideas and so on. What do we do about it?
Well, Tom, it's, of course, this is Islam now. It has not too much to do with therapy and psychology, but that's, as you say, how we...
That's how we perceive
it. How we perceive it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a clash of civilizations. Jesus really set the standard that the West follows. They don't follow much that Jesus said, but they do follow this. Give unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And he set a division between the secular world and the church, the true church. That is not allowed in Islam. Islam is a theocratic society. The imams control the government, really. Look at Iran. It's a religious society. Look at Sudan. They adopted Sharia. That's Islamic law. Mm-hmm. There in Khartoum, the government in Khartoum adopted that. And for that reason, we've had about 2 million Sudanese in the south killed. 15 of the 19 northern states of Nigeria adopted Sharia. And the result has been hundreds of churches have been burned down. Thousands of people have been killed because you must follow the rules of Islam, according to the Quran, according to Muhammad. This is what the Taliban was all about. They were enforcing Islamic rule, okay? So when these people moved to the West, well, it's not against the law for a Muslim girl to date a non-Muslim man. But that is a crime for a Muslim, so they find themselves in conflict with the laws of the land. And they are going to break those laws in order to obey Islam. Now, Tom, it's a little bit more dangerous than that. These guys who knocked the Twin Towers down and attacked the Pentagon and so forth, they thought they were fulfilling God's will. And the Quran says that pagans are to be killed. They're to be given the opportunity. Now, they didn't give them the opportunity. They should have been given the opportunity to convert to Islam, or we kill you. That's what Muhammad taught. But I guess they thought there wasn't any chance that they would convert to Islam. They're trying to terrify us into giving in to their demands. So they thought they were doing God's will. Now, when you think you're doing God's will, look, we believe that we should not obey the government either when it tells us to do something that isn't God's will. As the apostle said, you judge, is it better for us to obey God or man? And so, Tom, if they want us to do something, in other words, in China, for example, you can only have one child. So they insist if a mother of one child is pregnant again, there must be an abortion. I believe that that's an abomination to God. Mm-hmm. We could not obey that. Well, then they're going to put us in jail. They're going to force the abortion or whatever. So there's a conflict. But Jesus did not teach that you kill people who disagree with you.
Yeah. We rarely are frightened by Baptists or Methodists or Pentecostals.
We were in Vienna not too long ago, and you've got to guard the synagogue. We went to see the synagogue in downtown Vienna, and you've got police in flak jackets. You got automatic weapons. They have to guard the synagogue 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's not Presbyterians, as you said, and Baptists who they're afraid might attack. Mm-hmm. It's Muslims. So now we better face, we talked about it in the past, Tom, but we better face the facts. It is not a few fanatics. You see, this young brother was not a fanatic. He is a real Muslim. If we don't understand Islam is the problem, then we're not going to be able to deal with this properly. And as long as we keep saying Islam is peace, I like to President Bush, who keeps saying Islam is peace. What would he say about this? He couldn't say this young man was not obeying Muhammad and the Quran. He would have to admit that indeed he was. Now that's the problem.